Good morning. 7:19 a.m., June the 4th, 2026, here on a blue sky morning on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. There's, well, looks to be the beginning of some clouds way off to the west over the mountains, but other than that, it's a pretty blue sky morning. Chilly. Ooh. Yeah, it's, the sun felt good on my back this morning because it was a little cold. 56 at my back door. 53 is the official temperature at the airport. I think it was it George Carlin who said, which is a funny place to take the weather since nobody lives there. Anyway, I ate a nice 3-day yesterday. Didn't do squat. No, that's not true. I had stuff I had to do. I did a grocery run. Played a lot. I played a lot of No Man's Sky yesterday. I've got a mess. My inventory is a shambles. I'm slowly building out my freighter. Doing low-level guild tasks to try to both build my reputation in the various guilds and pick up some key pieces. Good morning. And good morning to you too. You look excited this morning. Crossing the street to piddle on the lawn across the way, I guess. So, yeah, you have the freighter, which I thought would only take 30 bulkheads. It turns out that's not right. And I need the damaged frigate parts to build out the various pieces of equipment, including, including some defenses. I should actually probably go hire some more fighters for my squad. Anyway, I got nothing. More bread talk. I gotta boil the potato today because I used up all of the starter, the last batch of bread, which came out great. I need to get better at slicing, particularly the soft sandwich bread, because it doesn't sit still for slicing. So you have to kind of hold it in place and hope for the best. Nice. nice flowers, nice roses. Yesterday's sandwich was Braunschweiger and tomato. Oh my God. I need to do that again today because I got half a tomato in there. It's just going to dry out and be nasty. I have some chicken. I've got to cook some chicken. I should have got some charcoal when I was at the store. And I didn't. So I can't grill it. I don't have any fire. Walking, not talking here. Come by this lady and her dog. Good morning.
Good morning.
All decked out in her tennis whites. Waning, give us Moon. Good morning, Mr. Moon. Ah, yeah, it's a very nice cool morning. It's a very pleasant day. I should go home and crack some windows and let some of this good fresh air in. Let some of the stale out. I just have to remember to do that when I get back. My long-term memory is fading rather quickly. I do well. I do. Let's not get too carried away here. I'm lucky to get my short-term memory to work. My long-term memory is somewhat sketchy at times. I suppose that comes with having 70 years of long-term memory and having it all overlaid and cross-pollinated and unused, so it's faded into obscurity. They say you never forgot, but you just have a hard time remembering. I wonder if I were to practice my French, if it would come back. I used to be fluent, or relatively fluent in French. I reached a point where I was thinking in French rather than translating it from English. Garden plots up here looking good. see a tomato cage. A couple of tomato cages. Many flowers. Guy walking along with his staffs. Walking sticks.
Morning.
Morning. Another guy. His name's Bob. He used to work at King Supert. And he's still moving, but slowly. Coming by. You ready? Stay with me. More close. Get that out of the way. Blues is the truth had me really humping along this morning. The first mile was like, yeah, it's cold. I need to move or I'm gonna freeze. So I got going. The thing about the treadmill is that I can crank the treadmill up to like almost 3 miles an hour. I could probably do 3 miles an hour if I was willing to push it. Which means I only have to walk for 40 minutes to get 2 miles. And outside it's like 45, 43, 44, 40 plus. In order to get the 2 miles in. The Fitbit lies. Some days it tells me it's only 1.7. I'm on the treadmill. It says it's only 1.8. Pretty consistently. So it's something with the way I move my arms, probably. It doesn't see the pace or something. But I don't, on the treadmill, I put on headphones and watch a video. Sort of zone out. Which is a completely different kind of zoning out. I'm walking along and looking at the bushes and the flowers and trees, grass. Smells green this morning. The familiar looking gate. I don't have to let these back, but I can't see it. Familiar face. How's my rose doing this morning? This Russian sage is just springing up. Yeah, more blossoms, more buds coming. A pretty little rose tucked away behind that barrier of gray Russian sage. Yeah, and some nice shade I am thankful for. Because I did work up a little sweat. So I have been pondering the wizards next. I want to do that and then maybe write a few stories with Zoya and Ishmael. And I really need to get back to Tanis Fairport in France. They kind of got left hanging. Yeah, that's bright. Came up from underneath the trees and the sun hit me right smack in the eye. But I'm trying not to rush into it, which seems odd. I think I'd be wanting to capitalize on the success of the butler and the wizard and all of that. And I do to a point, but I'd much rather write a story that's better than those. Writing a book for the sake of writing a book isn't very satisfying. It's not very rewarding. I don't learn very much from writing a book just for the sake of writing a book. It's like I still follow Dean Wesley Smith and what's her face? It's terrible. I cannot pull up that woman's name. One of my favorite contemporary authors, too. Oh, well. It'll come to me in the middle of the night. I'll try to remember by tomorrow. Anyway, a lot of Dean, he's writing a blog post today. He's been doing it for years, and he wants to keep his streak alive. And his streak is quite often, hi, here's a blog post so I can keep my streak alive. I gotta go get some sleep. Hi. When it's not, oh. Pimping his latest crowdsourced effort, talking about the amount of work that he puts into exploring all of these different channels and all the different media and all of the different formats and all the different stores and all the different and sometimes it just makes me tired. His Kickstarter Friday. At some point, I'll probably have to leave Kindle Unlimited. But at this point, there's so many people reading on Kindle Unlimited. To try to find that number of readers elsewhere it isn't worth the risk. It isn't worth the effort. I need to put my effort where it really matters, and that's writing the next book, not finding a different way to sell the ones I've written. At least not yet. At some point I may run out of next books. I may run out of ideas. I may run out of the will to do the work. Today is not that day. All right. My wry never ceases to make me smile when I come into the yard and see it standing here. The ears beginning to bow down. New ears still coming up. It looks sharp. I think it looks sharp. My wife thinks it looks like weeds. I think it looks sharp. But anyway, I should tell you, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.